around eating ice cream and having fun. You ain't no preacher. Ask Beatrice. If you want to find out what's going on, ask Sister Horton. Either one of the Hortons. Ask the mothers and the women behind it. They have to live with these men. Yeah, there's some trials. But I like what Brother Savage said. Somebody said to me one day, "You're going to cut us a rusty tonight? If you want to turn me off, just ask me something like that. You just turn me off. You're going to preach us a big one, you turn me off." I've never been able to tell anybody who I was going to preach good or not. I have never got any word from heaven in 43 years, although I've heard from there many times. I heard from there when I called that fast in my church years ago and wanted to pray about a request I had very important. After about two or three days, I laid down the van and fell into vision. I appeared in my church in the pulpit, and my friends were crying and patting me on the back and walking down the aisle and out the door. The voice above and behind me told me what to do. I've never told anyone what that voice said, but I knew that I must resign because of what that voice said. I don't want to shake you up now, and I don't want to sound foolish. I've been a maverick from my youth. I've never been a member of any political party. I've never belonged to any secret organization. I've never belonged to any church organization. I've never had a guaranteed salary in 43 years. Strange, I know it. Don't ask nobody to walk like a wall. Nobody to be like I am. Well, won't nobody take a chance on doing some things I've done, because you're going to get fouled up when you do. But when you're talking about the Holy Ghost, you're talking too close for me to even laugh much. Huh? Somebody said, "Didn't she talk in tongues?" That's a sight, and just throw that around like a baseball because they didn't understand it. Let me talk to you. Do you understand the English language? You do. Well, what if you're from a foreign country and I'm going to teach the English language to you? We're going to take the word fast. It means go like the lightning. The word fast means to nail it so you can't move it. The word fast means to abstain from food or drink or both. So we got a foreigner here trying to tell him what the English language means. And we got one word that has three different meanings. You keep your mouth shut against the Holy Ghost. If it sounds like it's saying the same thing over and over, might have three different meanings to every word it used. Better keep your mouth shut about the Holy Ghost. Amen. C.M. Butler told a woman down Georgia, said, "Shut your mouth before God kills you." Talk about anything and everything under heaven. Throw the gifts around like you would a Christmas present. You can't do it. Get your foot in your mouth to your hip in a minute. Woman got to lying about me some while ago. Lots of folks lied about me. Don't feel uneasy, lady. The one I'm talking about ain't here. Lots of folks lied about me. Ain't a good man of God, and I'm not so good. There ain't a man of God ever walked on God's footstool. But what somebody told something wasn't right about him. Right. Amen. Sure, that's right. You live good, you live right. They'll talk about you. But you know what I told that dear lady? You keep telling that, you're going to get your foot and your mouth to your hip and lose the best friends you ever had. You cutting your own throat. Yes, sir. I believe we ought to be serious about the work of the Lord. I didn't come up here to preach what brother preached, but I tell you what, that was great. I think that was wonderful. I enjoyed that. I thought that was great preaching. I'll not say anything great this evening. I sneaked away a while ago and tried to pray a while. And I just said, "Lord, it's such an honor to be asked." I didn't have to preach here. I just love you for asking. That's great. I think that's wonderful. Makes me feel like I'm kind of important or something for people to ask me to talk in a meeting as great as this. I have some friends here that's threatening me. One lady told me, said, "I'm going to pout at you for a whole year if you don't sing." Well, I don't know whether I'll feel like singing or not, but I sure don't want her pouting. And you know what she told me? I was in the church over in Oklahoma, and I was on the platform one night, and the Lord said to me, "Why don't you do what the Lord said to do? Why don't you do what the Lord said to do? Question has been asked. Answer's up to you. Why don't you do what the Lord said to do?" That's what that girl said she wanted me to sing. "Why don't you live like the Lord said to live? Why don't you give like the Lord said to give? The question has been asked. Answer's up to you. Why don't you do what the Lord said to do?" That's what he asked me when I was on the platform in my church. It's a simple question. Why don't you? What is your reason? Hallelujah. I just feel especially religious. I don't know why. I just feel especially religious. I miss Claude and I miss Vince. I told you about Vince, didn't I? He left and I had a vision or something and I saw his body laying out here dead. And somebody said, Vince is dead. I heard him talking just as plain as ever did. Heard Vince Wilson talking. I said, I hear him talking. I said, listen, can't you hear him? They said, yes, Brother Moore, we hear Vince talking. But said, Brother Moore, his body's laying here and he's dead. I said, I know it, but don't you hear him talking? They said, we do hear him talking. And I come out of that and I said, I saw Vince Wilson in a dream last night. They said he was dead, but it sounded all right. He's a-having a time. He's a-having a time. He's a-having a time. He's a-having a time. He's walking and talking in the glory land, singing and shouting and shaking their hands. He's a-having a time. He's a-having a time. He's a-having a time. He's a-having a time. Just walking and talking in the glory land, singing and shouting and shaking their hands. He's a-having a time. He's a-having a time. He's a-having a time. He's a-having a time. You believe in that other world? Great Lamb of God, I do. I'm a Bible believer. Great Lord, have mercy. I got a big old hole in the tooth. It's been hurting me for 2 months. I've been a preaching and running so hard I can't even stop to get it took out or nothing. I told a fellow, if you'll call somebody for me, I'll go tomorrow. That's today. And I'll try to do something about that hurting outfit. And you know, God come to me tonight, last night. I said, Lord, I'll tell him if he got a hold of him to cancel it. For some reason, I can't do it. I ain't got time right now to fool with that. And you know, this morning I told that feller, call that feller. If you made that appointment, call that off. He said, I forgot to do it. I said, I believe the Lord's working. I don't want to get out of order, but here a while back the Lord gave me a little message and I read about Ann Landers, 73 million readers, and she had that little article in there about that fella dressed in women's clothes and silks and high heels and pantyhose and put on makeup and stood around in front of the mirror and said she was going with him. And I've got it in my Bible here. Wrote Ann Landers and said, I'd like to marry him, but he seemed like to me he hadn't ought to do that. And Ann said, why, he's normal. And I just fell out of that all to pieces. I've got it in red, black and white. Ann said, he's normal. I said, he's abnormal. Huh? Why don't you write somebody that's got some sense? Why don't you ask somebody that won't charge you $35 an hour? Why don't you ask the man of God instead of the college professor who told him what he knows? Look like you'd have a little sense in folks and confidence in folks that praise and says God told them something. See what the Lord might tell you. You know what? She said, it's not abnormal for him to dress in women's clothes. And great Lamb of God, he said he'd done it ever since he was a boy. Roy Moore was my daddy's name. What's your first name, son? Roy? That was my daddy's name, Roy. I knowed his name was Roy. Lord didn't reveal that to me. I knowed his name was Roy. I just want him to tell me. This black boy's name's Roy. That was my daddy's name, Roy. If Roy had caught me, Brother Gratt, in a woman's dress, and I was about 10-year-old, and high-heeled shoes on, and hair bobs, and makeup on, and twisting around in front of a mirror, I'd have burned so bad for a few days till I couldn't hardly stood nothing on. And I wouldn't have done it no more. Wouldn't have done it no more. Bible talked about an effeminate bunch and put them right in hell with all the rest of them. That's a lady-like fella, a sissy-like fella. Wants to buy the same material his wife bought, make a shirt out of the same stuff his wife made her blouse out of, huh? Get him a wig and put it on. Great Lamb of God, I'd rather smell like a skunk is try to imitate a woman. I'd rather smell like a slimy catfish, great God, and be a man. You know what's the matter with us men or a lot of men? They want to shift the load on the woman. They don't want to bear no responsibility. They don't want to stand up and face the music. Switching the load. I ain't even in my message. This is all free. There's something wrong with us. when men want to wear necklaces and unbutton his shirt down to the belly button so they can show the necklace off, there's something wrong. Now, I know y'all all know this, but I'm going to tell you what, if you don't think it's creeping up on us, I'm going to tell you what I've done prophesied. Pentecostal preachers will wear earbobs and makeup and wigs in the pulpits in America, and it won't be long, it won't be just a few years till men will wear skirts like women, you hear me? What's the matter? It's got to start from the church, from the pulpit, from the man of God, like it always has through the ages, appearing out of whale's mouth and wiping, pulling the seaweeds out of the hair and dusting the sand off the knees and coming into town with a message from God that shook the whole bunch up. That's where it's always worked. Well, hallelujah. She told her, "You need counseling." I thought that feller did. I thought that feller's the one that needed counseling. I can't hardly stand a man that tries to talk like a woman. Tries to act like... I'm not making fun of women. I think you ought to be women. I can't understand a woman that wants to act like a man, twist around, walk like us old men walk. I can't understand that. I can't understand that to save my life. Twist around like a man, walk around like a man. We are riding in this old police car to enforce the law. I wish we had that former highway patrolman here that was here yesterday from Florida and watch him nod his head while I tell you what a crooked bunch of cussers he was working with that was highway patrolman. And if there's a highway patrolman here and you get mad, you let her fly because you ain't writing me no ticket for this. I'm well acquainted with former law enforcement officers in Oklahoma and can tell you their name. And tell you how a big part, I beg your pardon, sir, not all, but a big part had women on the side right while they was on the route, right on the beat. Some of the crookedest, devilish stuff that ever went on in the world is going on with our tax money, and some of it right in law enforcement and right in your courts. That judge down there in Oklahoma, he was a judge. You know what he done? They dismissed him from the case because that woman that she was supposed to appear before him was a wicked, worldly woman, and he took her home with him because she didn't have nowhere to stay. He said there was nothing went on at all. Me and my girlfriend slept in our own bed together, and she slept in the other bedroom. Wasn't nothing wrong went on. You hear me? Did you listen to me? He is still a judge. He's not barred. He just dismissed himself from that case. Well, nothing wrong went on. Him and his girlfriend slept in their room together. And that other woman slept in that other room. Judge didn't do nothing wrong. And there was no voice of condemnation against that from the lawyer's group or from the courts or any other judge. Lord, have mercy. I want to talk to you while on one word. I can't see that clock. I don't know what, well, I'm honest, I don't know what time it's saying. Do you know what it's saying? We have to eat at 15 to 4. What time is it? Now listen, I don't sound like I'm important enough to talk that long. Most time I talk that long, I just make a few points during the whole thing. Just gets aggravated at my preaching. Mothers rock babies and worry with them and get up and holler, "Amen, glory to God," will give out and never say nothing. Just aggravates me. It does. I feel sorry for people. I do. Oh, I wish I had the power of God on me. Had my mind on the great unseen. I've been preaching on it about a month. You ever talk about the great unseen, like the atoms? You can't see them. You believe in them, they blow them up right in front of you if you ain't careful. The strongest things that be are unseen, like thoughts. You ever have any of them? Thoughts? God said, "Mine's not yours." I talked about that. I've had my mind on that great unseen again, being like the word hope. You can hold on to it and die and go to heaven holding on to it, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul. You can get a grip on hope, and nobody can tell what you're holding to, and nobody can tell where your great strength's coming from, and nobody knows how you take it, and nobody understands how you went through it, but you got to latch on hold hope, and you won't turn. You can't see it, though. Faith paid my bills, and beat it, and where it's coming from, and I didn't either, and I couldn't see faith. You can't photograph it. But it works. Ooh, it's like electricity. You may not believe in get your hairpin sticking this right here. You'll be a believer pretty quick. We'll have a shouter here. Maybe don't ever shout, but you'll jump when that hits you. Great unseen things all around us. Yes, sir.
It's like love. It's got a mother tied to a boy in Germany today, and it's just as real as if you're standing right here, and she feels for him, and she wants to see him, and she loves him with all her heart. Love is very strong. Behold how I loved him. Whew! The great unseen, it's all around us. Power of God is unseen. And in Matthew 10:1, he called the disciples unto him and gave them power to cast out devils, heal the sick, raise the dead. I don't see it. I give it. One day he was having a meeting. The Bible said that there was doctors of the law and Pharisees sitting there, and the power of the Lord was present. I don't understand that, but I've been there when it was there. That ain't what I'm going to preach about. Great unseen. Oh, how did it do you? We look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. The things which are seen are temporal. The things which are not seen are eternal. I believe in that great unseen. He walked with us. I left home when a good preacher friend called from miles away. L.D., what are you fixing to do? Hit the road again. I didn't get that from the fellow that wears that hippie band around his head either. I've been on the road again for 43 years before he ever thought about writing anything about it. I said, I'm going to hit the blacktop. But Lord God will help me. I'm going to do something else for him. L.D. said, I'm worried about you. I said, I'm tore up about you. I said, don't know why I called you. I said, don't understand it. I said, it's that trip without a doubt I'm fixing to go on. Have prayer for me. Come up the road a ways, and here come an 18-wheeler right down on my bumper, right out 300 or 400 miles from home, going down one way, one lane. They had the other side of the highway. Big old deals in the middle, so he wasn't supposed to drive on there. He was going to work on run right down on my back bumper, doing 55 mile an hour. Backed up, and here he come down. Nowhere I could go. Whipped it to the right, went down the wrong side of them barrels. Just throwing the gravel and the road they were working on. Whipped that thing back in behind me again. I know where to go. Woman in front of me, nowhere to go. Come on down to another place and whipped it to the right and went down the wrong side of them again. That fella liked to kill me. That fella liked to run over me. I had the CB in the car. I don't use it much unless I'm traveling with somebody. Too filthy. I flicked it on and said, man, what are you trying to do? Get out of my road. Get out of my road. Something devil in there. He didn't care about what he's supposed to be doing. He liked to kill me. God spared me. Went on up the road, 152, 300 miles, how far? Heard something make a noise, looked out to my right, and the fellow just slid past me, just missed me. He went sliding behind me, slid around the right-hand side of him, stood up beside me. I went on. I thought the Lord dealt with that brother to call me. I'm going to tell you, there's a great unseen hand of God that's watching over us. I want to talk to you about one word appear from Psalm 42:2. You'll teach for a little while here. My soul thirsteth for God. You ever get thirsty for God? I have. I went to meeting like that Indian did. I'm part Indian, Oklahoma. He come back, somebody said, how's the meeting? He said, no salt. My soul thirsts for God. I love good singing, but I've heard it when I could do like that Indian. No salt. No salt. My soul thirsts for the living God, not that old idol God, not that old mud God. Not that old stone God. Not that old God that can't do a thing, can't hear, can't see, can't answer, but for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? That word appear started working on me this morning. I went off pray a little while ago. I want to tell something I saw while I was praying. Strange, and it don't fit what I'm preaching on at all. But you know, we live in such a wide open generation, it takes a while to find out what you're going to have to preach to them. What the Lord does want them to hear. You can't run the same old route. You can't take the same little thought. You can't just stay in the same boat. Our people live in every way, and they need help. But you know what I saw? It's kind of upsetting. I looked out the window of the place I was praying in. I saw a dog run out in the middle of the road and vomit in the road and lick his vomit up. Proverbs 26:11. Proverbs 26:11. You ain't like that, are you? You ain't like that old dog, are you? The Bible talked about a fool that was like a dog that returned to his vomit. Is there anybody here that's played the fool so that you like that dog that vomited in the road down there a while ago and then smelled its own vomit and licked it up? I seen him do it. And the Bible said in Proverbs 26 and 11, if you've got that turned up right there, read that to me and I'll repeat it. Hold it. As a dog returneth to his vomit, so a fool returneth to his folly. You don't know. I've been a lot of places. You hear me? There's a young man that carried his little baby girl in the meeting where I was at a while back. His wife was caught out with another man. The boy just got back to God. Wife just got prayed through. Dog returned to his vomit. A fool returns to his folly. You're not here in that shape, are you? You went back to doing the things you used to do. It's just like that old dog that puked in the road a while ago and lapped it back up. That's what it's like. Just exactly. You're headed for trouble. When shall I come and appear before God? I wanted to give you that, and that wasn't even with my thought. But I thought the Lord touched me when I looked out and seen that. I said, what's that mean? And I turned in the Bible, and that's what I found. Fool, just like an old dog. Turned back to his vomit. Went back doing the things you used to do. Won't be well with you. Won't be well. Exodus 34 and 24. Bible said, for I will cast out the nations before thee. God can throw things out. Somebody said he's a ball player. I don't believe that. But I know where they got it when he said he'd turn and toss them like a ball into a large country. God can throw you plumb out of sight, boy. God can take you away from home and bury you under a tree in a land where you never lived before. And not a relative at your funeral. Not a loved one there. I will cast out the nations before thee. He can throw a nation plumb out, I mean. Put them out of office. And enlarge thy borders, neither shall any man desire thy land, when thou shalt go up to appear before the Lord thrice each year. Just a few scattered remarks on this one word, appear. I came in here about 25 years ago and made my first appearance. It's the truth. B and I talked on the way up. She said, you can't all hear nothing. I can't all see nothing. I'll be 61 next month. I know I don't look it, but that's all right. I am. Thank you. But sure, our steps are slower. We have made our appearance here for a number of times, and what a joy it's been to make such a host of friends. It's an honor to be here. But someday, I will make my last appearance here. But I want to deal with that word appear. It's in the Bible probably 50 times under appearing, appearance, appeareth, and appear. It's such a blessing to see you coming. It's such a blessing to shake your hand. It'll be joy to hear you singing in that beautiful land. You sing it, don't you? It'll be joy to hear you singing. It'll be joy to see you there. Just to know you are in heaven will be joy beyond compare. Oh, how my heart would leap this evening if Roy would walk in the door in his overalls. Lord. Woo, you talk about it. I'd do anything he wanted me to do. Anything he said to do. Appearing is so important here. Will she come? Will he come? Will he be there? I'm not wanting to make you think I'm a worldly man, but we used to sing an old song down in Oklahoma. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. We used to stand and look, Ben. I've looked down the road for hours, run around the house and look again. They said there's a coming. Days of my youth, we had Model T's. Owned one myself. You hadn't ever known the Model T, you missed something. You sure did crank it for half a day. Wouldn't start. One more jerk up, me'd run right like I knew. I mean, that's the way it was. I killed mine and went out the next morning, turned the switch on. Go to running when you turn the switch on. I've had it. Meg, stop just right. Oh, I've looked for them like that old song. When they made their appearance, the old folks at home had thrown their bonnets in the air. Said, it's Uncle Ab and his family. They've come to visit us. They drove back to Evening Shade, Arkansas from Oklahoma in the covered wagon. My kin folks did. It took them days and days and days to get there. We got here in 2 days, 1,000 miles. It'd take them 30 days or more to ever get there. They seen them coming down the road. They throwed their bonnets in the air and danced in the sand. They come in and stayed for 30 days. They didn't spend that time fussing about what Uncle Joe said. Bless my heart, they loved each other and hugged each other and appreciated each other. And when they left, they waved at Rebecca, my grandmother's bars. They could see the wagon. They knew she'd never be back. When shall I come and appear before God? We make our appearances here and we enjoy each other's presence, and soon we get word that Brother Sapp has died. Wife didn't get the Holy Ghost till she was over 80 years old. Is that right? I love that old mother. She come and brought us peaches from Georgia to your camp meeting, Ben. I love it. Ben, you love them old people. He just wanted to go on where she is at. She left just a few months ago. He left the other day. Didn't give no fight back. He wanted to leave when he left. I wasn't with him when he died, but he didn't care. Didn't make him a bit of difference in the world. He wanted to go on. You may bark like a dog, but you ain't no dog. You may act like a baboon, but you're not a baboon. Amen. You may let your hair grow out. You look worse than a gorilla, but you're not a gorilla. And somebody may tell you you're a descendant of the animal family, but you are not. You're made in the likeness of God and the image of God, and someday you will come and appear before your Maker. It's great to make appearances here. Now we're dealing with one word appear, and Isaiah 1:11. I'll read to you a little. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord? I'm full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts. I delight not in the blood of bullocks and of lambs or of he-goats. When shall you come to appear before me? When ye come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand to tread my courts? Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons and Sabbaths, the calling of the assemblies, I cannot away with it. It is iniquity. Even a solemn meeting, your new moons, your appointed feasts, my soul hateth. They are trouble unto me, and I'm weary to bear them. When you spread forth your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Can't even take your worship. You know, I tell you, that's just a kind of a deal anymore. Just everybody clap your hand. Now, I'm not against that. And everybody raise your hand. I'm for that. But I'm telling you, if you do it like they did, you're wasting your time. God ain't interested in wasting if you do it like they did. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Come now, and let us reason together. When shall I come and appear before God? You're going to make your appearance. He said, when they came to appear before the Lord, he couldn't accept it. Look at Matthew, 7th chapter, 6th chapter, 16th verse. Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have the reward. I've seen folks like that. That they may appear. Folks like to appear unto others that they're what they are not. But someday, my friend, I'm dealing with the word appear. Just a few scattered remarks about it. Didn't have time to get no mess together. Wouldn't have been no better, though, probably, if I had a bunch of time. But look, they want to appear. I have been with people. I don't know why they did it. They went with us to the cafe. And when we got there, Mike, it's a suit. So when we got there, I said, aren't you going to eat? I'm fasting today. I hope it don't kill you. Pray my strength in the Lord. I'm fasting today. Did you hear it? I'm fasting. What? Why ain't you eating? I'm fasting. I don't believe they heard you over there. I'm fasting. Do you mind announcing it? Put it in the church bulletin. Sister Throckmorton fasted last Wednesday. You got your reward. The praise of the people is all you wanted. That's all you get. There's no answer, Grant. They don't get no answer on that. It's just for the glory of the Son. Appear is what I'm dealing with. That they may appear. Now, Ben, I'm going to tell you something. The Bible said, when shall I come and appear before the Lord? There won't be no shyster lawyer there to get you through. There won't be no well-instructed lawyer that knows how to cry before the jury and plead for people, get them out of things as guilty as they could be of, and get them out on the street again with no penalty. When you make your appearance where you'll finally appear after a while before God, there won't be no jury selection. There won't be no lawyers asking all the jurors, now can you say, would the place make a difference if you, where the crime happened, would that make a difference? Be none of that. Someday we shall come and appear before God. He knows everything. I'm glad to see you back in, buddy. It helps me. I want you to get in good and hold. I want you to be offended if I was in all time you was out, honey. I was praying for you all time you was out. Come on up here and shake my hand. We got to make a mark for the Lord this time. God love you. After a while, I'm in this ball of prayer before God. It don't matter if I preached 100 years. If I ain't lived right, it won't mean a thing. God knows everything. Boy, man, woman, you better get a little fear in you. You're going to make an appearance after a while. I told God in prayer this morning, you're the one that'll get me out of the ground. You're the one that'll bring my bones back from the grave and stand me before you. You're the one that'll... Up to me. When shall I come and appear? The 23rd chapter of the book of Matthew and the 20th. I hear my wife praying. I can hear that. Yeah. Over in Central Alabama at the half church of the night, I sat in her fellow's house and I heard that voice from way off somewhere calling me. I said, Brother Bill Watson, I hear someone calling my name. I don't know who it is. 15 minutes, the phone rang, and Becky said, Daddy, there's two outlaws got out of this pen up here, and me and Mom was here at the house. They caught one of them right down the road. One of them been hit over yonder in the barn, and we were trying to keep the house locked up, and Mama's fixed a trap on the back porch, so if he comes in through there, gets through that one door, this will hit him in the head. I said, get out of there and go to the saints' house as quick as you can. Get out of there, you're going to get killed by your own trap. You're going to get hurt. And I'm going to tell you what, children, after a while we'll hear a voice, and I told God, you're the one that'll call me from the grave. I'll hear your voice and I'll get up. I'll walk out of there. Oh, my brother, Brother Day Preacher, I can't think of your name, Barnett, when you mentioned that book, that shook me up. I went before the IRS and they pulled a book that thick and that wide and that long, a blue book. It was that thick then, and that's been years ago. I was pastoring church and they asked us was we incorporated, and I said I didn't know, and they took after us and said we'll revoke all the contribution of the congregation for years and make you pay back taxes on the property. They shook the chain at me. I said, will you give me time? They said, I'll give you time. I went to the defense of my church and we brought it out. God helped us. We got a government federal number. That would make you worthy of tax exemption of your filing income tax and your deductions. But he pulled a book and he went down through it, had the name of every Holiness Church in America in it, had the name of every Pentecostal church in America in it. Oh, I thought as he went down the names, I hope he finds ours. I hope he finds ours. I was nervous for my church. It wasn't there. It wasn't there. When you make your appearance, your experience will be your only defense. You're a child of God. He'll know you before you get there and can call your name before you arrive. He's God Almighty and he's got an imputer and he don't mess with these little computers. They won't register enough numbers. He's got 5 billion on the earth now and he's had billions and billions in here and they're gone and he's going to call them everyone from the grave and the everyone going to make their appearance. Such a crowd you never imagined. Such a crowd you could never imagine. Without the aid of a PA system, he'll call them before him and the judgment will be set and God will run it. Woo! My Lord help us. It ain't great preaching, it's just a sober thought. You'll appear. You'll appear. The 24th chapter and the 27th verse of the book of Matthew. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, stars shall fall from heaven, powers of heaven shall be shaken. Going to be a shaking up time pretty quick. I was in Oklahoma City on East 29th Street when the stars fell. I don't know where any of y'all seen it up here or not. We did down there. Years and years ago, looked like every one of them in heaven's turned loose. At 1008 Southeast 29th Street in Oklahoma City, Midco Tool Supply Company, I was a machinist in there and a welder. I stepped out in front of that. I'd just been saved a little bit. I seen them go to falling all over the sky. And I don't know where y'all seen or not. That may have been Halley's. Who named that Halley's Comet? That ain't his. One of God's comets come by. Well, I don't know what it was, but it lit up the whole heaven. Looked like stars falling. Well, I didn't know a thing, Ben, but I'd just been saved a little while. But somebody said I'd shout to drop your hat. I never could turn it on and off like that. But I'll tell you one thing. If a good man of God looked at me and just pointed his finger straight at me and said, hit the altar, boy, I'd have hit her wide open. If he'd have said, repent, I'd have done it again, son. I feared the Lord. Feared the Lord. Great God have mercy. And the fellow first preached on robbing God. I think I preached on God robbers and robbing God one time myself. But I'm telling you what, I'd have given him a billfold driver's license and all grad if he'd have fooled me a little bit. I'd have afraid of the Lord. He read that over there in the Bible. I believe the Bible. I said, my God, it ought to kill us all. No wonder the green bugs is eating the alfalfa. I mean it. Great God. Old Daniel Boone, we called him. His nickname was Boone Walker. Old Boone walked outside and looked up. He said, what in the world's happening? I don't know what said. Bible said the stars of heaven is going to fall one day. I didn't even ask him to get saved. I was too interested to see if the Lord's fixing to come. I was too late to have prayer. It's too late to ask him to pray. It's too late for me to pray. I was carried away with a great phenomenon. And I said, it may be the Lord's coming. I was ready to help him get off the ground with me if he wanted to. I was ready to take a jump as soon as he I was. I was ready. A lot of folks talking about being ready. They ain't ready. I want you to be, and I know a lot of you are, but there's a lot of folks ain't ready. Like the old boy went a-hunting with. Lord, I don't like to go hunting a fellow like that. Don't know nothing about the woods, trees, rocks, or nothing. Take a little old light jacket to go where it gets 40 below zero. Just aggravate you. Take an old gun that won't even eject the shells at home. Think he's going to get 12,000 feet high in the mountains and throw him out up there. Lord, you need him home. Went hunting with one fellow and shotgun shot and blowed the dust up my feet. I said, what'd you shoot that gun for? He said, it's got a bad old trigger, LD, and it's always done that. I said, the hunt's over. I ain't hunting no further with you, do you hear me? You may have a lot of buddies that bragged on your old gun, didn't want to hurt your feelings. This one don't care. My foot shot off is more than your feeling. Take that rattle trap back home. Bury it, junk it, throw it away, destroy it. Take such a trigger, a happy thing as that out and shoot a hole through your friend. Apologize to him for it and won't give him the guts back. Be ready, be ready, be ready. Wish we had a colored choir here to help us on that song. They can sing that song. We sing it. I used to preach for our colored friends down in Oklahoma quite a bit. And they could sing, be ready, be ready, be ready. They could sing, be ready, praise God. And you'd feel electricity run up and down your backbone. Feel the power of God run out your heel on singing, be ready, be ready, be ready. Yeah. Signs, darkness, moon ain't going to give us light. Stars going to fall. Powers of heaven, talking about the great unseen. Power of God's unseen, but it works. Yeah. Going to shake the heavens. Then shall appear. Talk about the word appear. Then shall appear the sign. Did y'all have a rainbow appear the other day? We've had 112 degrees heat in Oklahoma. We broke. Somebody said, everything continues like it was. Where do you live? Every record in Oklahoma, every weather record, my brother, every rain record, it's all been broke in the last 5 years. All of it in the last few days. You've been gone some, but it's fallen. The records are just plunk, plunk, hitting the ground. It started in 1800 and all of them been broke. You live in Oklahoma. A lot just falling all around. I don't know what God's going to have to do to show us something. Hit us with the herpes and AIDS because of our immorality. He's always done it. He told the Jews, if you do that, I'll hit you with the botch, an incurable disease of burning and itching you can't cure. He's hit us with what he's hit us with because we married men to men and got so weak-kneed and jellyfish backbone, they're going to teach our children at the schoolhouse. Never was anything as rotten as that. One thing the judgment of God breaks out on quicker than anyone else, and that's immorality. Break out on it. It's broke out. Whether you know it or not, the preacher man's telling you it's broke out in America, and we cannot cure it, and we cannot heal it, and we don't know what to do with it. We're up against it. We have a new disease in Oklahoma. Have the name of it here. Ain't got time, and I've got plenty of time. I appreciate the time you gave me, but I'm just long-winded. That's what I'm trying to say. How are you supposed to say things like that? Anyway, I've got all the time I need. Leave the impression I need no more. I didn't know it me as much as God. I just don't get my message together and preach it. Too much fill-in, what it is. Well, we got a new disease in Oklahoma, and I've got it right in here, and I can't even give you the name of it. It's broke out down there. It's a disease caused from sexual actions. That's what it's caused from. Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. All the tribes of the earth shall mourn when they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. He's going to send his angel with a great sound of a trumpet. They shall gather his elect from the four winds. Every factory, four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Every factory shut down. God is calling. He wants us to appear before him. Whether you're ready or not, you can't change your overalls. You can't take a shower, come out of the mine, and black as coal, and you want to wash a little dirt off. You can't take your shower. You come out of the field, dirt all over you. You can't take your bath. The trumpet sounded, and God is calling. He wants us all there. They're going to appear. I believe it. I believe what I'm telling you, children. Lord, have mercy. I believe it. They're going to make our appearance. That's the reason that old-time singer from years gone said, when shall I be to the judgment brought and answer in that day for every vain and idle thought and every word I say? We're going to make our appearance. Every secret of my heart will shortly be made known. And I'll receive a just reward for all that I have done. Heaven going to hear the trumpet. Sound all over the world. Poor little fellow down home said that's what TV's all about. Great God from heaven. When God put that rainbow in the cloud in Oklahoma the other day, it arched up there hundreds. I don't know how far. I don't need to say. Thousands and thousands and thousands of feet into the air. Come away down over here and away down over yonder. I said there ain't no telling how far across the face of the earth men can see that. We'll have to have no little old man-made picture machine to cause folk to see the great angel in the glory world, see God in the heavens, see Jesus up there. You'll not have to have none of that relay business. Ain't no use going by in your bunch of movies so you can see it on it. You'll see him. He'll appear. Then shall appear sign. I'm going to finish this while I'm here. I see I've still got time to do it, and I'm going to do it. Just because I've got time, I know it don't mean it's interesting, but I'd like to help you if I could. 2 Corinthians, 5th chapter. I believe it's 11th verse. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. But we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are manifest unto you and your consciences. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that ye may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance and not in heart. We're dealing with this word, appear. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. That every one may receive the things done in his body according to that he had done, whether it is good or bad. We're going to have to make an appearance to give an account. No gray head down home, while the devil sent from the devil, one of his main servants said to me, young man, why don't you sow your wild oats? I was young then, but I was saved. I said, I'm afraid of the reaping. That's why. That's the reason I don't care about sowing wild oats. I don't want to reap wild oats. We must all appear. God ain't going to let you get away with it. God ain't going to let me get away with it. We may die, be buried, the wind blow and the snow fall. But one day God will call and I'll appear before him. The last chance. Wouldn't it be pitiful to mess that one up? All you have to do is be saved. All you have to do is get right with God. I talked to an old boy. I tried to get him saved. Say there's a fellow I want you to pray for here in town. I don't know nothing about him. Bless his heart. But he runs a business right down here. I was talking to him. He said, when I left, he said, I'd shake your hand, but it's dirty. It's bad dirty. Poor me. I said, man, I don't make no difference. I said, I'd hug you just like I would any man. You know, it seemed to touch him. Give me his telephone number. If you ever get in a problem, call me, will you? Here in your town. Well, we're going to all appear. Every one of us is important. not the lack of a one. If God called his judgment and all the millions was there and John wasn't there, God would say, we must wait for John. Here he comes. Everyone, we're going to make our appearance. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. We've all got to make our appearance there. It's a shame to waste your whole life. Be lost in the end when you finally appear before God and be lost forever, ever and ever. It's a crime for a poor man to work hard in his mines, work hard in his country, slave to raise his family, and then die and go to hell. Why let it be? You don't have to let it be. There's no such a thing as you're born to be saved or lost. There's no truth to that doctrine, not a bit in the world. You can get saved. You can get saved. You're not predestinated to be saved or lost. If that's so, take the word whosoever out of it. That's kind of like some folks told me, God said in the Bible, and they'd get saved, he'd save the whole family. Now hold it now. You're going to mess that free moral agent up here in a minute. No, no, mother. He can't make your old hard-headed boy get saved, son. You'll have to answer for yourself. She can break conviction on you. She can teach you everything you should have been taught, and you ought to be glad for that. But if you don't heed it, you don't seek God, you can be lost all over all of mother's prayers, all of daddy's prayers. You must make your decision. We're going to read this verse, and we're going to stop here. 1 Peter 4:18. It's so good to be here and follow up this good preacher. He's the one that's opened this meeting up. Preach so great. And if the righteous scarce to be saved, where shall the sinner and the ungodly appear? How many places is it for them to appear? Where shall they appear? Well, the final destination of the whole outfit is the lake of fire. That's where you see them next. How you like to live with Hitler, Mussolini? Wickedest men you ever knew. How would you like to live forever with them? That's where you live if you don't get saved. That's right. You've got to be right. We're going to look for you, somebody said. Well, we're going to see you, and you're going to see me, whether we look for each other or not. We look for you at the family reunion. We look for you at the camp meeting. We look for you down home. Well, if we don't, none of us get to them anymore. We'll all meet. Oh, you'll be so glad you're saved. If you just stay saved, get saved, it'll mean more than words could ever express. Go away into heaven where they've never had, they don't have a cold gray marble slab in the whole place, not a headache in the whole bunch. Never have a sad reunion, never have a sad funeral, nothing like that in that great fair land. Everything's furnished. God has gold mines over there. He got all his gold out of to pave his street with, or a street of pure gold. It doesn't say paved, pure gold. And I don't know where his diamond mines and all of his mines are. We never mine enough gold out of Africa to pave a street 1,500 miles, or a street, pure street, 1,500 miles long. I never did read in any history books anywhere, and I've had access to libraries everywhere. I don't have one, but I have access to them. I read them. But you know what? There's never been an order place for such a bunch of harps in the history of harp making, in the history of all the harp factors in the world. Harp factors, I've never saw an order or any evidence of an order place for such a bunch of harps that God's got in the glory world. So he must have a harp factory somewhere. Maybe it's next to his kitchen where he made the manna for the children of Israel. He got a great kitchen over there somewhere. Vitamin packed food, you can eat it and go for 40 years and never have the lumbago or the arthritis. It's heaven. Again, I wish I had my black friends here that used to sing, heaven, 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 all heaven is mine. Heaven, 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 all heaven is mine. Heaven, 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 all heaven is mine. If I live right, heaven is mine. Don't you want to go? You're going to appear somewhere. Would you like to have your picture snapped in the lake of fire, screaming and crying for a drop of water to cool your tongue? Let's not have you appear there. Look, it don't matter if you have a trip that makes you ragged looking. It don't matter if your journey makes you sweat. It doesn't matter if you get tired and weary. Just don't give up. They're going to make an appearance after a while. And they shall come from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. And when you're cast out of there into outer darkness, there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you shall see Abraham. Thank God, there he come. Everybody know him. When that old man walks in, thank God, he'll be old no longer. Now, when we see Isaac, that great man of God, walk in there, we'll know him. You'll weep like you've never heard. They're going to throw me out. I can't stay. Why? I didn't do what God said do. And I'm cut off. That's what I had to say.